let's get into a state of receptivity where you're closing your eyes. The moment you close your eyes is the moment you get to light up your inner guru. You get to dispel darkness in your inner world. No one sees what you see. No one experiences what you experience. And just the fact that you're here and you're closing your eyes and you're tuning in, you're going to tune your spiritual connection to your higher self, to your God self, to divine beings, for those who need variety in life, for those of you who need lots of divine beings to come and clean up maybe two or three areas of your life that are really holding you back. And then also we'll access the grace of all the masters, Dr. Pillai being one, who we are getting his grace and blessings right now. So some of us may see him in his physical form, maybe what you see him on YouTube or a picture, but some might experience him in the light body. Or an energy starts to bubble up inside, because the moment we shut our eyes and the moment we commit to accessing the divine is when all divine beings come and surround us. And they protect us so that we can be in a state of receptivity to receive their message or their empowerment or their initiation or enlightenment or clarity around a situation. So now pick one thing, maybe two, that you want to give to Lord Muruga this week to dissolve away. And you don't have to go and tell a whole story. You can just say health, relationship, finances, loan, mortgage, car, relationship, family, kids, spouse, spiritual path, clients, customers, job, boss, co-workers, whatever it is, that if you had a breakthrough with that, your life would move smoothly thereafter. Now, put your attention into the heart center. Visualize Dr. Pillai's form in the heart center, and you are there in your own heart center in the middle of your chest. You see Dr. Pillai. You say, this is my problem. I am going to deliver this to you in an envelope. Can you please take care of it? Imagine him saying yes, putting his hand on your head, and then he dissolves, disappears. Go to the base of your spine. Feel the tailbone area. Visualize Ganesha's form, the elephant-headed god, if you know what that looks like, or an orangish-reddish light, or any energy that feels like it's expanding that area, pressure, dissolving energy, bubbling up energy. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Lord Ganesha, you remove the most stubborn obstacles in anyone's life. Remove the obstacles in my life that I see and those that I don't even see or know they're coming. Dissolve it. Now feel this energy moving up the spine. But it's moving through a very thin tube of light. It's so thin, like a hair-like thickness. By now, you've dissolved away. You just are seeing this thin tube of light going up, piercing all the chakras at different levels, and piercing the skull and going into the space. That is your spiritual antenna, your connection to divine beings. You are asking to tune in to the ones who are going to help you. Remember the masters, angels, gods, divine beings, teachers are all surrounding you now. Starting at the base of the spine, we'll light up all the energy centers. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move into the throat. Ma. Move up to the third eye in the middle of the brain. Om. Base of the spine. Na. Navel. Ma. Heart. Si. Throat and mouth. Va. The two eyes and the two brains. Ya. Now all the energy centers have come alive, your susumna, or that thin tube of light, is lit up. Now, visualize Lord Vishnu, who is a blue body, divine being. He's so beautiful. He's adorned with jewelry and beautiful silk robes. He smells divine. He exudes the essence of divinity. Imagine him in front of you where he's walking closer and closer to you. He's coming so close that your skin starts to turn blue from the energy that is merging with you. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. See the blue moving through your head, all the way down your body, your arms, and down the trunk, and into the legs and feet. Om Namo Narayanaya. 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 Lord Vishnu protects your manifestations. He also represents everything that is happy in your life, brings happiness in your life. That energy will be there. He can bring money. He can destroy negativity with his discus, which is a sacred object. In and of itself, it's a divine being called Sudarshan. Visualize this discus or chakra or wheel. It looks like a CD even. Spinning in your brain. Feel it spinning in your brain. It has a tremendous amount of energy, intelligence, light. It's spinning so fast now. It's like a flash of light, electrifying the brain, destroying any congested energies that you've been under influences of other people's thought forms about you or what you're doing. Maybe there are thoughts that you had about yourself to this point that are no longer useful and they're causing brain cramps, congestion, headaches, pain, confusion, is all being spun out, destroyed, dissolved away, melted with this light. Om Mahasudarshanaya Dhitre Hum Fat Swaha. 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 This discus is spinning faster and faster and faster and faster, cleaning up every neuron in your brain. Om Mahasudarshanaya Dhitre Hum Fat Swaha. Om Mahasudarshanaya Dhitre Hum Fat Swaha. Om Mahasudarshanaya Dhitre Hum Fat Swaha. Not only is it cleaning up the consciousness, it's installing or downloading you with tremendous amount of intelligence that will bring opportunities to you that you will grab. You won't miss them. You'll feel joy. You'll feel the endorphins flowing through you. You'll feel healing energy. Om Mahasudarshanaya Dhitre Hum Fat Swaha. Om Mahasudarshanaya Dhitre Hum Fat Swaha. Om Mahasudarshanaya Dhitre Hum Fat Swaha. Hum Fat. Every time you hear Hum Fat, it's like a nuclear warhead going off. that will destroy any negativity and give you the energy back that you are losing because of this negative congestion. Hum Fat. Feel it spinning. Hum Fat, 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 Hum Fat. You are filled with the light of Vishnu Sudarshan. Make a prayer for that energy and empowerment in your life. Let go of that image and visualize a spear-like object as your backbone and brain, the shaft of the spear or lance or veil, as it's called in Tamil, is your backbone. So the shaft of the veil or spear is your backbone. Feel it. You'll even maybe sit up straight to feel it, locking you into this state of power. Then the head of the veil or the spear or the lance is your brain, and then the tip of the spear pierces the top of the skull. And again, opens you up to Lord Maruga's energy coming from the heavens and pouring in the ability to dissolve all litigation, negative energy, debt, credit card debt especially, problematic or conflicts in relationships, fatigue, lethargy, demotivation will all be dissolved away and empowered with willpower and spirit and enthusiasm and motivation that will come out of nowhere despite even your thoughts about yourself and where you're going. It will just be there to guide you and give you courage and strength. Let's empower the veil. Aum Aum. Aum. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. You are the veil. You've disappeared and the veil is there. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. 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 Feel the energy of thousands of suns, power, intelligence, life-giving force, resonating throughout your body, mind, soul. Murugan Kumaran Guhan. We're calling on Lord Muruga. Be alert. Murugan Kumaran Guhan. 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 Make a prayer to Muruga and his divine weapon, the veil, which now is implanted in you or empowering you more so than previously, to destroy negative energy in your life coming from karma, maya, ego, now, put your attention in your throat. Feel the throat with your attention there. You might have to clear it, or yawn, or cough, or swallow. Do something to physically bring your attention to your throat. And feel that karmic hairball coming up. That karma that wants to be coughed up or thrown away, dissolved away. Visualize a laser beam of blue light from out in front of your throat, like a surgical laser beam, piercing the throat, going deep into the throat, beyond your physical awareness, deep, deep, deeper into realms of consciousness, deep into the soul, where there are like black or spots that need to be dissolved away. Tirani lakantam makara shivaya nama. Tirani lakantam makara shivaya nama. Tiranila kantam makaro 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 shivaya nama. The karma is now cleaned up in the throat. Move into your heart center. visualize a pinkish, goldish, silvery, dazzling light, or Lakshmi, if you know what she looks like, the goddess of wealth, Vishnu's consort. Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee. Feel your heart pounding in your chest, expanding, filling up with everything that represents happiness on the earth plane. Shreem Brzee, 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 Shreem Brzee. See those sounds spinning in your heart center. Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee. Feel it. These sounds are spinning so fast in your heart center, the light is expanding to fill your entire body from head to toe. These sounds, the vibrations, the light, the expansive energy. Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee. You are the goddess Lakshmi, from head to toe. She's merged with you. Make a prayer to have your desires fulfilled. Give you direction, clarity. Bring you people to support you. Om, om, om. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind and soul, peace to your surroundings, your environment, the world. Peace, peace, peace. Can just let go of the meditation and keep your eyes closed, because some might experience some tremendous light coming from within, and then that can be a little bit irritating to the eyes, the physical eyes. So you might feel a little bit teary-eyed, watery-eyed. You might even have an emotional release because we're so grateful to the divine. My God, why did it take me this long to figure it out? That all I needed to call was you. Inside of me. So slowly, slowly come back to yourselves.